Hi, everybody, and welcome to Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. My name is Ray Serebrin, and I am the host of the Midlife Crisis Dance Party radio program on KPTZ in Port Townsend. The following is one of our story time segments that we present each week. I hope you enjoy it.
Ah, you're just in time for a story.
When the sky is dark and the moon aglow and the morning star burning from afar enters into view, all that I can say, all that I can know is that I'll be dreaming pieces of you.
Yes, my friends, it's time for story time in the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. And today's story time is entitled Back to a Timeless Future. It came about because the other day I stopped at an office supply store to buy a big box of printer paper. And then I went to Costco to buy a 1,000-roll 10-pack of paper towels. And I bought 6 million sheets of toilet paper as well. And I thought about, after doing all of that, I thought about the so-called paperless society that we were all promised. We were all promised a paperless society. Speaking of toilet paper, I am reminded of a bad movie called Demolition Man, which was released in 1993, that stars Sylvester Stallone as a risk-taking police officer who was cryogenically preserved and then restored to life in the year 2032. Now, once he gets to 2032, he goes to the bathroom, and then afterwards he whispers to Sandra Bullock, who is one of the 21st century cops, that the bathroom in the police station in 2032 has no toilet paper, only 3 seashells. And then all of the cops in the future have a big laugh because Stallone doesn't know how to use the seashells to clean himself, although no one in the movie ever explains how they actually work. And I've been thinking about it, and I have some ideas how you actually could use seashells to take care of your basic sanitation needs, though I'm certainly not going to share those ideas on the radio, except to say that they involve the sound of the ocean. Anyway, the whole paperless society thing got me thinking about all of the other things that we were promised that have not come true. For example, the Maharishi Mahesh Yogi promised that if only 1% of the world practiced transcendental meditation, that we would have peace on Earth. They even did a study in 12 American cities where that 1% threshold was reached. And there was less crime in those cities, but there was still no peace. Jennifer Aniston, Clint Eastwood, Tom Brady, Giselle Bundchen, and even Peggy Lee started meditating, and there was still no peace. I also learned transcendental meditation back in the day, and I still meditate periodically, yet I have found no peace. In fact, every day I find myself at war with myself about the most trivial matters. You know, like to be or not to be, that is the question, or whether to have a Coke or a Pepsi, or to have a cupcake or a ding-dong. So I ask you, my friends, where is the peace of mind that we were guaranteed? And what happened to all of the great promises of yesteryear? Then there's food in a pill. We were told that by the 21st century that we would never have to waste time eating and that all of our basic nutritional needs would be taken care of by popping a few little tablets. Now, this would be good for weight loss because after a while, we would, in all likelihood, forget how good things like pizza and chocolate eclairs taste. So that would be good. As it stands, There are numerous vitamin supplements with weird names like Zappacrime and Crapazyme that you can take to help you control your cravings for carbohydrates. And there are zero-calorie food sprays that can make any food, even Salisbury steak, taste like a root beer float or a potato chip. And there is in vitro meat that is being grown in laboratories worldwide. And there are hamburgers that are being crafted out of algae in England. But so far, there is no pill to replace our basic food supply. So I ask you once again, what happened to the great promises of yesteryear? And weren't we also promised robot maids? Now, I'm not talking about those ridiculous circular robotic vacuum cleaner things that the cats ride around on. I mean real robotic maids like Rosie the Robot from the Jetsons. Rosie was not like the lifelike synthetic people we see on TV who both do the dishes and who you can make love to if you purchase them with a special erotic software package. No, Rosie was way better than that. She wore a frilly apron and her torso was mounted atop a single leg and she rolled around in a set of casters. Her mechanical looks and her robotic nature promised no romantic entanglements and no interspecies confusion. And even though Rosie was an old XB500 demonstrator model and was outdated from the beginning, we as yet have nothing to compare to her. And I think about that every day as I see the dirty laundry collect and I watch the dust bunnies multiply in the hall and I see the popcorn particles strewn across the kitchen floor. And so I ask you again, what happened to the great promises of yesterday? Anyway, the list of things we were promised to make our lives better goes on and on, from nose harnesses to dimple staplers, from flying cars to flying monkeys. So much is promised, and so little is given. Then again, it is probably best for us not to dwell upon our disappointments, since that does us no good whatsoever. Would it not be better to spend your time trying to invent something that would help man and womankind, like developing a cure for the double chin or coming up with a way to painlessly pluck the hairs out of your nose? That would all be good. Those things would be good. And I think, actually, I think we should end on that, on a positive note about the glowing possibilities for the future. I'm Ray Serebrin, and that was Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. We invite you to tune in every Thursday at 3 p.m. for more frivolity, absurdity, and melody. Thanks so much for listening.